101.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
What has taken place here is a travesty of justice. We did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Former President Trump in Atlanta, where he was booked and fingerprinted following his indictment on charges of trying to overturn the 2020 election. Describing his prosecution as election interference, Mr. Trump adds, "We have every single right to challenge an election that we think is dishonest." A lot of Trump supporters on hand in Atlanta, Houston resident March Moses among them.
That man brought our economy up. He got us out of war.
And after a long absence, that man has returned to Twitter, known now as X.
The last time he posted on Twitter was January 8, 2021, shortly after the U.S. Capitol riot. Trump was banned from the site, but his account was reinstated last November.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. From Grand Rapids to Lansing to the Detroit area, powerful storms have left a trail of property damage across Michigan. Parts of Ohio slammed as well. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will deliver a high-profile speech this morning.
Powell likely won't say whether the Fed will continue to raise interest rates, but he may signal that any rate cuts are unlikely until well into next year. Fed officials have said they need to keep rates high to further slow down borrowing and spending and reduce inflation to a target of 2%. But businesses are still hiring, and consumer spending has remained resilient. Inflation has eased from a June 2022 peak of 9.1% to 3.2%, but core inflation, which excludes food and energy prices, has remained higher at 4.7%. I'm Donna Warder.
And ahead of that speech by the Fed chairman, stock futures higher this morning on Wall Street. Dow futures up 165 points. NASDAQ futures better by 48 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments, so I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save up to 40% plus free installation on qualifying purchases. Up to 40% off right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dozens of people in the UK are dead after buying poison, allegedly from a Canadian man.
Kenneth Law is thought to have run a number of websites offering equipment to assist suicide, including a poisonous chemical. The National Crime Agency says 232 people in Britain have been identified as buying from Mr. Law. 88 of them later died, though the agency can't confirm a direct link between the chemical and the cause of death. Canadian police are only investigating suicides that took place in their jurisdiction, so the NCA will now look at whether any criminal offences have been committed in the UK.
The BBC's Angus Crawford. Apparently, India's lunar mission is going well. Indian space officials say that a lunar rover has descended down a ramp from the lander of India's spacecraft that made its much-celebrated touchdown near the moon's south pole earlier this week. News and analysis. Town Hall. You go to the doctor, they tell you to step on the scale. Well, it's no different at the London Zoo.
London zookeepers weigh squirrel monkeys endangered in the wild due to habitat loss.
I'm just leaving this.
Angela Ryan, head of zoological operations at London Zoo, tells the AP weight is a key indicator for an animal's well-being, indicating good health and bad health too. The zoo's home to more than 19,000 animals, including critically endangered species. Animals in all sizes, from insects to gorillas, are weighed and measured as part of their health checkup. I'm Charles.